to live the liturgical year. This is an important concept for Catholics, one that hopefully is not limited to the color in our sanctuaries, but moves into our lives. Basically, we live connected to the liturgical calendar. We do this with the biggies already, right? During Lent, we fast. Christmas, Easter, we feast. It's the little day-by-day stuff, though, that can tie us together even more. It's an Italian saint. I'm going to eat a little pasta today. That saint was the Pope during life. I'll pray especially for the Holy Father today. St. Christopher Magallanes had friends who helped his courage. Who is one such in my life that maybe I can put in a call to at some point? The best thing about the liturgical year is the calendar never stops. There's always another woman or man, tradition or day coming. It's enough for us to live in the day that we've been given. This is especially important to us on this day, which is not Ascension Thursday in this diocese, but Easter Thursday in the sixth week, unless you're starting a novena to the Holy Spirit, which would begin today, and I guess that would kind of make it Ascension Day for you at least. I really bring this up, the whole calendar question, because of tomorrow. We stay in the day, but for the big days, we have to prepare just a little bit. And tomorrow is a big day for us. St. Rita, advocate of the helpless, patron of the impossible, namesake of our parish. Tomorrow we have to live it up, if we're living the liturgical year right. And Rita gives us some options. Honey, roses, figs, all dear to Rita, all associated with a miracle in her life. Find some way to celebrate, to live the liturgical year, to put into practice Jesus' gospel words in some way. You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. Put another way, our reaction will be different from the world's when we move in this day to day, when we live the liturgical year. When we take that little piece of Jesus' passion and resurrection given to us today, that little lens, may we do that well now and so be ready for tomorrow.